Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 of the Voice of America on May 4th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about conflicts in the ruling ZANU-PF party over the outcome of primary elections.
To join our discussion, join us directly by calling this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF primary elections.
Some top ZANU-PF officials aligned to President Emmerson Mnangagwa bit the dust in the recent ZANU-PF primary elections. They include special advisor to the president, Christopher Muchangwa, several ministers and members of parliament who are now saying the internal polls were rigged.
The losers suspect that members of the ousted Generation 40 or G40 linked to deposed President Robert Mugabe and the police targeted Mnangagwa's allies in the primaries. However, winners say the people who want fresh blood in the party have spoken.
President Mnangagwa acknowledged today that there were some irregularities in the primaries, noting that results of the elections will be announced soon after a ZANU-PF Politburo meeting tomorrow.
At the same time, the opposition MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, is expected to conduct primaries starting tomorrow.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the discussion that we have here, the ZANU-PF elections and the pending MDC elections, primary elections. ZANU-PF primary elections, NEMA elections, primary elections, foot MDC, arukutariswa kutanga mangwana.
Kukasa kusasa simili chonga, ngale ku MDCT, kuyapiwa lako. Sizo kutuwa kibaka kasuketo kusasa, kuzugefika mshaka tulu.
So atukuruf. So kama ini nguwa.
Ye, babe loko bitinga, bependla, bebonti kukamba jana.
Pane nguwa.
Kuzo buya kuzanu lapa ndota, kukanya nga zane abantu ba wile ti. Lapa skuluma ngo baba, ape tinko ngobe kuhanda konale. Kuzo buya umnumza na Christopher Mtangwa, kuna hale notoni.
Notoni.
Kolo kutu, kutuwa mchaisika.
Ko, ya. Nyaya mai upa mchinguri kashiri.
Kuhana kukanyi kutu.
Atukunya kuzoti waka, wime, kana kutu waka.
Kwanapo kunzi.
Tichangwa mangwana after the political meeting.
Kwa tokaya zani mafunda abu yele para. So zuluganda wa aschain kunoko eskuru mahako la mtla silo chonga lapa. Ama primary election ase 26 zimabantu. Aba njisewe zimefunga ichoi ila makalabovu. Yawazo mtu ya kafunga ichoi ila makalabovu. Kuchoni. E kwa hande cha hunde ni kuna hale na potinesi tabuka kona. Kukanya zani zokutua uke tulo ma primaries. Mono lupindwe. Umala kinkomo wadliwa. Kuzobuya umnumzana apethe niko ngube wacha panzi kuzobuya labanye abathizi bedliwa ngabafana nje abasana ukungena kuzombusazo. So as crewmen konapa MTC layo kyachoni kuba kusasa kunjalo point.
This is Gibbs. Maybe I can just take this opportunity to remind our listeners and viewers that they can join the show by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call them back. And also they should be reminded that we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kunjalo for
the people.
Tina lapa kula kurika. Fair, fair.
We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kunjalo.
Wongu diwa watiriri ni watiriri. Nasi nyatru kurukura. Nde saru zoze maa primary. Kaze kuchaga. Lacha mirra batu zana pia zichango vaku itua. Paka buda mitaure ya kawanda. Wanoe Zimbabwe wa kawanda wa gara wachichema kutusaru zo zino biri ziru wa zino diri wano wachitayo wa kuna shakadaro. Wanenge wachikiwa ndo wano nyunyuta. Zazupi ndo omusha wa ZANU-PF. Wakawanda waka kundwa. Waruku nyunyuta kuti papa ine zvininga mpinyi kana nzira. Zaka shanisi kwa zisiri idzu. Zawano fungi zira zaka batuwa na zosaru zo. Wamuwaru kuti mapurisa Zimbabwe Republic Police. Akanga asinga fane unga achipinda msaru. sarudzo idzo dzikuye nechekuita ndisarudzo vanofanira kungomirira pane parwiwa mutemo woshandisa masimba ose zvavanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo wogadzirisa nyaya dzekunetsana kwete kuti vange vari mapolling agents kana mapolling officer evamwe vanhu vari kuMuzanu PF kana kupedzisira vatove ndo vari kutenderera nemaballot box kutidza nezvimuti kana iri relay koitawo vamwe vakuru vemusangano vatinonzwa kuti vakadyiwa kunyanga hazvo Zanu PF iri kuti ichazivisa vakakunda zviri official kana kuti zviri pamutemo mangwana mushure memusangano wePolitbureau asi zvishoma zvakamboburiswa nava Angel Betrugege vanove ndiwo tete wemusangano kana kuti political komisar webato reZANU PF zvinoratidza kuti mimwe mikono yakarara musarudzo idzodzi mukono mukuru unozivikanwa ndava Christopher Mutsvangwa ndiwo anove mutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association varivo zvakare chipanga mazano chemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vamutsvangwa vakadyiwa pamaprimary ipapa kunotonuko hapasati panyatsobuda pachena kuti sachigaro weZANU PF anove amai opa muchingurikashiri vakadyiwa here kana kuti vakakunda asi tinonzwa vazhinji vachitaura kuti vakadyiwa naamai vanonzi Joyce Bukuta tinongonzwa kudaro kuti ndo zvakaitika asi takazoona pachinenge pabuda mashoko ekuti pakakanganiswa kuziviswa vanenge vachazoti tichazozvinzwa mangwana mushure mepolitbureau kuti vakadyiwa zvechokwadi kwoitawo mamwe makurukota nemamwe maMP vagara vanga varimo zvakanzi nevamwe aiwa tomboisawo vatsva
in Gwanda the biggest loser maybe Mr. Abednego Ncube he has been there for ZANU PF over the years and when there was that military intervention he was there as well but come election time people are saying
the
no.
people spoke
you see
and it
now we've got one winner right on the line and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency he's the sitting MP there so let's talk to him Honorable Chuma, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and how are you?
Congratulations.
I know that. Thank you very much. God is great.
Thank you so much. So how did the primary election go in your place? Because we are told that in some cases, some candidates were actually carrying lots and lots of boxes stuffed with ballots. And in some cases, you get somebody having the election conducted in his homestead. So in your case, how did it go?
Well, in my case, we're very civilized people, we're orderly people. We conducted our primaries in a very, very peaceful environment, and it was harmonious. We had no problems at all. We had one center in Popoma and another center in 113 at the White Stadium by the youth arena, which was useful for everyone. And people came in and they cast their votes, although most of the people did not manage to vote because of certain errors that were there. They started to find their names because voters rolls for the party. But those that voted very well, and I'm sure all the candidates that were there are satisfied because they haven't had any complaints so far. So I think we went about our business in an orderly manner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, quality.
But Honorable Chuma, for those you said were not able to vote, they were disenfranchised by the system. How are they going to be ahead?
Sorry?
Those people you said were not able to vote due to various issues or glitches, how are they going to be heard if their names, if they registered their card-carrying members who were eligible to vote?
Well, yes, but look, this is an internal process. So really, even if they did not vote, we still have the national election, which is the big one. This was just an internal process to come up with one candidate who's going to represent the party. So some of the things, like the president alluded to, are teething problems. We're trying a new system, a democratic system, an open system. So for those that did not vote, really, it should not be a big issue, a big matter. They should then rally behind the candidate that is won, and then we go and face the opposition now in the national general election.
Masas Kagela ke golide lapha ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi bakhona bavaleka lamabhokisi lapha bangena ezitabeni abanye sebebonti sebenqotshwa kwezinye indawo babe bechisa ama-ballot boxes lamaphepha konke so khonokhu kuyabe kusiziwa kuyini golide.
But those are very dangerous elements. And I hope tomorrow's political is going to effectively deal with such elements. No, but you never know that super even in the national election, whether they come in from ZANU-PF or MDC or any other party, it does not matter. But what we are saying is that people must learn to win gracefully and lose gracefully as well. So if people have said no, they don't want you anymore, then take it with a great stride and be a gentleman or a lady about it, and bow out and bow down and congratulate the person who has won and move on in the party and then support the candidate that has won. That's criminal. It shows that some people are so poor and that these are the same people who now end up wanting to continue with violence to remain in power. And we don't want that kind of people, whether from ZANU-PF or any other party. So I hope the police bureau is going to deal decisively with them and disqualify them totally from running any election whatsoever, because they are a bad example and they are the bad apple in the basket that will end up spoiling everything. We want a free and credible election. So it begins there. And therefore, I'm praying very hard that our partnership, the police, you know, is going to definitely make sure that anyone who has done such a thing is totally disqualified and must not even be allowed to stand for another election, even for maybe 10 years, or even for life, depending on the on the gravity of their cases. But we don't want people who are so losers. We want people that lose gracefully and say, okay, this time people have said that they don't want me. Let me go back to the ground, work hard again, and then the next time again when another election comes in, I will throw again my CV again and find out if people appreciate me. Because these are the same people who, when they're in power, they forgot about these people. They never went back to those people. And those people said, okay, we are there, we are going to wait for 5 years. And when the 5 years are up, we are going to deal with you. And they've dealt with them that way. So it definitely shows that you have not worked well with the people. I was a city MP, but because I worked well with the people, they decided to return me resoundingly. Even the guy who came number two was by a big distance away, over 400 votes. So it shows that the people have the confidence in me to say, no, let's return him, because he has done well, he has been with us. So if you're not with the people will decide. The people are not stupid anymore. They'll look at you and say, chef, but come vote today, they'll show you their true colors.
Uh-huh. And I think Gibbs, the people that Honorable Chuma is talking about, they should not belong to a political party, but to a marathon team. So they should belong to a marathon team where they run away with the battle 5 kilometers and give the next.
I still remember in West Africa, you know, there was an election that was being conducted. And Allied Tree, then this guy came with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Then he took all the ballot boxes and drove away. You know? So this reminds me of that kind of thing. Yes.
Honorable Chuma, are you still there?
Yeah,
Honorable Chuma. Yes. You mentioned that President Mnangagwa today at the launch of your party's manifesto talked about teething problems, and somebody was saying ZANU-PF should not be talking of teething problems after being in power for 38 years. What do you say?
No. You see, you must remember that this is a new dispensation. And we are trying to correct things and do things in some other manner. You must remember that long back, people were complaining about imposition of candidates, people just coming in and being put in, and declare that no, so-and-so is in the stand for such a constituent. And that goes nowhere to contest that. But right now, with the new dispensation, the president is saying, let anyone who feels that they want to stand come up and stand. And therefore now, we are going back to the dream board and saying, let's do things properly. So even the organization of the elections themselves becomes another issue which must then come up and be done in some proper and orderly manner. So therefore, you must then understand that definitely there's going to be teething problems. And also we have a new commissar who just came in as well. And then he might try and do things in one way or the other, which is different. And at times, the trials and errors are unknown for failing or succeeding. So that is why he said there is a teething problem, but towards democratizing any election and making sure that the things are done to the satisfaction of everybody. Although it will always be impossible to satisfy everyone. Someone can lose totally and probably get 2 or 3 votes, but they'll still come up and say, no, they were rigging. No, it doesn't say. Because people's mentalities have always been designed in such a way that they always want to think that they are the ones that are supposed to win. Mm. If they don't win, then they cry foul play. So that's the whole system. We see it even in national elections. MDC won and said, well, Zambia, because what you are. Mm. But the day when they win, they want to say, yeah, now it's correct, this is free and all right. That's because they have won. So people must actually have a paradigm shift and come out of this mindset and say that if I do not win, then it means that it's not fair. You must know that when you go into a race, there must be a winner and a loser. And if you happen to be in the loser's box, do not then look at the winner's box and start throwing stones there. It is wrong because one day it will be you in the winner's box. Do you want the other person out to start throwing stones to you here?
Asi regai nguo kanda mvuzo ne chizezuru ne shona honorable chuma imi muri mwe wanhu vakakunda tirikunzwa kune vamwe vakatoenda kunoratidzira pamuzinda webato muHarare ne vamwe varuma tunhu akasiyana siyana vari kunyunyuta imi wose mumwe akakunda munoti kune vakakundwa iwa vari kunyunyuta
inini what I would say to say is that inini ndi wadzirapiti kuti ndo maexample evanhu vari sovision asingade kudyiwa munhu unopa obvuma kuti muupenyu kana uchipinda makwiki aya either unohwina kana kuti unodyiwa kana wadyiwa uchibata maoko auhwina kana muti aiwa makorokoto zvagonewa next time ndichadzokazve ukodzokera kuground unoshanda unokorekta mamistakes ako because vanhu vatakuudza kutiisusu takavenga easy chinoenda unogadzira izvozvo because vakawanda vacho vakadyiwa ivavo havaonekwe kuvanhu ikoko saka vanhu vane tendensi yekuti vanhu vari patient vanokumirira because vanoziva kuti pachezi dzinopera tichamugadzirisa kana pachezi dzauya saka iwewe uchinzwa masentimenti avo tichanga mugadzira enda kuvanhu gara nevanhu vanhu vacho havatombogara maconfeace ivavo asi ndoona kuti kana kwavuzikwakuvhoterwa aona kuvhoterwa kana vanhu varamba kuti aiwa iwo hatikuzivai takuisa nhingi wotanga kunodemonstrata fore wayi
Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I understand we have Mr. Believe Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Believe Gaule was contesting the primary elections in Cholocho, and he lost. Mr. Believe Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and everyone who is and all the listeners, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You lost, Mr. Gaule, in Cholocho, and you are not a happy man. Is that the case?
Yeah, I don't think it's. I can say I lost. I remember we talked during the day.
Yes.
And I told you that we let's talk about the elections, mm-hmm. the people who conducted the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the way, the manner they handled those elections, that is what I was worried about. Mm-hmm. And I raised that I gave an example, that on the first day, people were supposed to vote on a Sunday, and then the elections were postponed to the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that very day, again, people gathered at around 6. I'm happy that one of my members, of my party, my brother, Comrade Chuma, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are together in this program. I'm happy. I'm glad.
Wonderful.
And I've been listening to what he has been elected us on, especially concerning the way the elections were held in the urban environment, that is in Bulawayo,
yes.
this area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give an example. Right? Okay, fine. Then on the vetting, I just gave an example on how elections were conducted in Cholocho.
Mm.
Right, fine. In Cholocho North constituency for particular.
Mm.
In Cholocho North constituency, voting was supposed to be done on the 29th, and then later on, communication that it was then to 30th, to the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Then people gathered again the following day. As early as 6 o'clock, early in the morning. And then they waited for those people to come. They were all there till up to 11 at night.
Mm.
And then you can imagine, distances apart, people walk 20 kilometers to cast their vote, and they expect the people to the polling officers, and then they spend all day waiting for those people, and you can just imagine, right? But let me just give an example. What I know of an election is that the people that elections, the polling officers, the presiding officers, they come even a day before and wait for people.
Mm-hmm.
To come and come to their house and go back home and do their work. People cannot spend a whole day waiting for people to come and conduct the election. And you can imagine, people walk long distances. And remember, Cholocho is in the, down there in the bush, wildlife. So that's taking people's lives into those dangers even then.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing. Let me tell you, I'll just give you another example.
Right.
Okay. Then the following morning, you then say, after the following morning, that is the third day, you say, today people are voting. That's the very day. Mm-hmm. That is the third day. And then people who have walked back home for at least about 20 kilometers, 15 kilometers, you expect them again to come back and cast a vote. And then, to me, that doesn't make any sense. But to me, that's nonsense. That's rubbish.
Yes.
It is the highest order.
So, in any way, you're saying the election was rigged.
Let me give you another example.
Uh-huh.
And then now, on the other side, Ivar carries ballot papers in his car with the polling officers. They are friends now with the police officers who are going to conduct the elections. They come to a station and they do whatever they want. What the hell of a nuisance is that?
Hold on.
You come across such a thing.
Hold on. Let me
talk the way the elections were conducted.
He's a very bitter man. Hold on.
We have a caller. We'll come back to you. We have a caller. Tinam Koma Tindo. Magadi. Hello, Koma Tindo. Mchiripo Yerubarunare.
Diripo.
Eh, sorry, kuku, but seke kanguwa si taishita otumunzi kuhu futi siriku baku na hawa believe gaule baka kundwa kucholocho noti asivaru kutaiwa andina ukundwa wana kuti mabatu wakati kwa sarudzo ana kubatu kwa sezu notari sirwa imiwa umudu kuda kuti ipanya ya tukuru kwa
hai, ya tukuru kwa wakati wa shuwa wakati kuru kwa wakati wano kuti kwa wakati ita wakuta, nye, zino etika nye, nruda utaura ine kenyaya hope kuti nguva ndine zvida shoma. Nona zviri kuitika pa ZANU-PF apa. ZANU-PF iparti hope chaizvo. MaZimbabwe tese takabuda muZANU-PF. Tese tikafoma maparti akawanda tikabuda kuti akawanda tikaita mamwe. Nenyaya idzodzo. Vanofanira kuzviziva izvozvo. Kuti ndozvavanongoitawo kune vamwe vose vakabuda vachivashora vachiita sei izvo zvine mangwana vanotofuma pati yavo ivavo vakadyiwa ndiri kuti vanyaya vari kutaura imwe yekuti kwakuna maG40 wati izvo zvokunyepa izvo vanhu vanovhotera munhu wavanoda vamunangagwa ndivakati munhu avhotere paanoda kuti nyika isununguke iratidze kuti yasununguka kuti vagowana shamwari wani ivozve chandinonyanya kuvashoorera ndechekuti varume avanoda basa rokutumwa kupariamendi vasina ruzivo nebasa ravanotumwa ndiri kushamisika chiudzwa kuti tichiona kuti vakaiswa vachiwenga kuti vaite vice president tikanzwa kuti perenzishiri vakaiswa kuti vave gurukota rezvekurima zvinhu zvavasingazivi kufoswa zvamunonyatsoona kuti Zimbabwe chovadi haisati yasununguka wozikana kuti nyika yakasununguka tichitongana nedemo zvichitangira mumba medu tichitongana nedemo zvavari kuita muZANU-PF vana chamisa vana mai mudzuru vana diti hapana chavanofira isusu tiri kurwe kwenyika tiri kutambudzika varume nemi muri ikoko zvinokurwadzai munofanira kushandira kunhepfenyuro yekuZimbabwe but chokwadi mazivano veZANU-PF ngavambomira kuita zvavari kuita izvi munoona vana chipanga mazano vanotibatsira kutaura ini munhu wandinyatsoudzwa vanotaura ndimisti dewa mavhinga vanonyatsotaura zvimwe zvokuti dei vana veZimbabwe tinyatsokunzwisisa taitevedzera zvinotaurwa murume agona kutokwarifaiita purezidendi wozaane dzidziso pavana veZimbabwe Vamwe leza vanongotaura so ndatora munhu wadai kutansira kuti ungavanota kuti wakanyara mungototi kwa namba dzake munditsvakirewo namba dza Love Mumadhuku mungondipa ndautaura naye ndomunhu anikatoona kuti ungakwalifya kuita president wenyika avamwe leza vanongoti kutapisa nguva avo emunagagwa chokwadi haasi president izvo ndozvandinorapa haasi president inodaro.
Regai timbo ndikubatai muromo rambai muripo ndinzwo kuna Honorable Chuma kuti vanoti ine zvamuri kutaura izvi nokuti zvingazovanda zvokuti vapindure. Honorable Chuma muri kunzwawo zvokutaurwa namukoma Tindo vari parunhare.
Ndava dzave titaura chaizvo mukoma Tindo tirega ndivagadzise ndichiti varume vataura ava totangana na minister weagriculture waparents shiri. Being in the military does not mean kuti haaziye zveagriculture. Command agriculture yakatipa goho ne food security muno muZimbabwe ndiye angaitoirana very under the military ikoko asati abva ikoko because kupinda mumilitary doesn't mean kuti kwakungodzirwa ne food chete nemabhomba vanhu vavaya vanodzidzira zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvine unotowana maspecialist in the economy wowana madhokotera imomuya wowana even maticha imomuya wowana mabhiridha imomuya muarmy imomuya saka itezemini kuti kana wava muarmy hauchazive zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika vachirivo vaya ndo vakaspeeda command agriculture vari under vamunangagwa vachiri vice president wafomer president Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Saka vatori nekodzero rakatokurisa chairo kuti vanogona kuita any basa raunogona kuvapa saka ndo pandati ndigadzise ipo paya then apo pazvino izvozvi munhu uyu haana kukodzera kuita president upresident ka hauendere kuchikoro upresident unongoda kuti uve ne40 years according to our constitution yeZimbabwe unova kutokwarifaya kuti uite president and it's an institution ine support yemaministries akati wandei saka kuti uite president haunidzi kuti uende kuHarvard University kana any other university kuti udzidzire upresident unotopinda wopoisa masystems achaita kuti upresident wako uite a good presidency or a bad president, simple and straightforward. So anyone, you know, where I'm 40 years above Zimbabwe, I'm not going to go to the president, I'm going to be appointed as vice president, just like what Zogaitwa Kuna Baba Wachiniwenga. Wana rokodzero rakatokurisa vakadzidzawo futi saka vanogona kutoita basa iroro and vachiseva rakina constitution they'll be serving under the pleasure of the president. Saka to disqualify people zvee kuti vamadhuku ndovoga iye gangoti vamadhuku ndio preferred candidate yake which is allowed, that's a democratic choice, but munhu wese neni ndakadai so ndinaro kodzero ende I can be the president of Zimbabwe one day hapana chinondiranzepo naye mukoma Timothy iwavo vari kutaura vakadzoka muno muZimbabwe vakakambena vanogona kutomuka vaa president wenyika vakutofamba nezvimhwani mumo nemamotokedhi ese aya.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Maita basa, Honorable. Mukoma Tindo, ndofunga manzwa Honorable Chuma wachipindura. Nguva yedu ndo iri kufamba tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare. Tinotenda zvikuru. Halo, tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs.
Yes, baba Isaac Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, kunjani?
Ndube nyapiro njani?
Nyapiro akuru, ye. Tinongota waloluke olwama yole zanu PF primary elections. Kaya zanu kwa yatu kwa utine ngalo Mpofu.
Abantu bayakhala duwe uyabazi ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi kungabe dliwa bangeke besatsontsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
bo. Bayakhala ezingochuma lezingogawula.
Ye. Uthi ngakho bo.
Lalela Dube ekunjani mfowethu?
Impilo bobini.
Lalela Dube ngikutshele ilizwe mayi yena upresident wabo uthe engena wathi ufuna ukuthi kukhulule ilizwe abantu bavotele umuntu omthandayo naye ugawula ingisukenyana lezane belokhu ekhuluma ethi abantu bathethe umuntu abamfunayo so angibazi ukuthi la madoda bakhalela niyawudliwudliwe. Next time futhi ngawulokhu usaphila buya futhi egrawundini abantu bebona ukuthi lokhu ayenzanga kahle njengawe ugawula futhi simkhethe futhi abuye bheki lo Chuma. yabona manje lamadoda ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi ezano kade beyenzani besidla ngendlela thize so bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sebesukile lapha kuthi ukuthi sebezolamba ngoba bekulethwa imumbu le ilethwa etholojo ugawula ithathe siyafaka emzini wakhe
sizambuza kakhulu kodwa uchuma unqobile phela
kuyotholwa omunye umuntu
ye uchuma unqobile phela empopongo.
No, uchuma maye ngobile kahlale khona apa engasoli lutho. Omnye nomunye umuntu maye winile uright. Kodwa uchuma ulo valo vele uyakwazi ukuthi MDC iyobuya imsusa empofoma. Uyosuka ngokugcina lokungoba wangena vele ngentunja enalithi. Uyacabanga MDC ikhale lithi ay contest. Uchuma wangena ukuthola ichance evote ehambe yedwa nje. So uyakwazi ukuthi uzodliwa vele.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ube lempela vike enhle kakhulu.
Alright, Dube, ngiyabonga mfowethu nawe ube lempela vike enhle.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Mpofini. Bye bye baba.
Bye bye baba.
Iye uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu. Mpofu is saying that you know Mr. Kaole should cry a lot because he suspects that he wants to enrich himself. So he says since the food has been taken away from his mouth, so that's why he's making so much noise.
He's bitter.
For Chuma, he says, well, he won, but he's afraid of the FDC. That's why he sounds to be, you know. So maybe siya kubaba uGawule kuqala.
Yeah.
Baba Gawule, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu ukuthi hayi phela ungakhali kakhulu ithemba libulali baba Gawule. Ngamafutshane.
Ivele akuna kukhala lapha. Ukukhala sikhuluma ngento ukukhala lokukhuluma ukuthi umsebenzi ukhutshwe njani. Uyawuze ngithe mina ngikhuluma emini ngithe kuyakuthunyela ukhetho ukuthi ama-observers ayebona ukuthi ukhetho lokuhambe njani. Akuzitshela futhi Dube ngingakhuluma emini ngathi mina ayiso muntu ongambuza ukuthi ukhetho lukhe njani. Ungabuza abantu abayibo kade bezivota besenza wonke umsebenzi. Ama-observers ngabantu ngathi ngoba mina ngizabutshela ukungayisiko. Kodwa okusalayo ukuthi umuntu wonke ulelungelo lakho uzikhulisa noma yimpi into ayifunayo. Ngoba omunye umuntu Dube noma ungazumbuze uyaphuma futhi nale likhuluma ngayo sikhuluma ngokhetho ukuthi lukuhambe njani ukuthi ubani unjani ukuthi ubani usebenza njani ukuthi ama ministers abantu basebenza amboni kuyangenelana le nto le sikhuluma ngokuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe njani lukhetho lukhululekileyo yinike isibonelo kumbe ngenxa abantu abalalelayo kwabo bazo ngithe wakuwabona i-election ukuthi umuntu uyaqasa ngo-7 elindele kuzokuthiwa u-11 ebusuku engavotanga. Esikhathi sizolo kwakufike. Khonoko kodwa kumele umuntu azivuze nxa ilalela ukuthi kathi sokulukhetho bani lololo. Ukhetho lakhona kweyindawo kwavota ebusuku kuqala ngo-6 kwaze kwaphela ngama-3 ebusuku. Walubona napho ukhetho olunjalo.
Khona i-ballot box yabo ungayibona yini i-ballot paper le-ballot box nxa sokusebusuku.
Ungayibona.
Amakhandlela ke.
Yikho khona kokuthi ukhulumele kwabo ukuthi hey ukumbuya i-opposition kubuthi yena ngumuntu wephathe enye phela abantu bayaze-expose ukuthi yena usekuba ukuthi yena uzondizana u-PF kumbe thina asikhulumi ngokuzonda amaphathi sithi lanxa i-primary amaphathi nalazayenza ama-primaries awo ayenzwe kuhle yini i-MPC ibani izayenza ama-primaries bazawenza njani ayenzwe kuhle yini xa kulokunye okungayenziwanga asikusoleni kholokho siphumeleleni kube umkhuba omubi olahlwayo umuntu wonke anikwe ithuba lokuzikhethela.
Awuboni ke Gawule, yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. Honorable Juma, I think maybe you can react from what Mr. Gawule is saying. He's actually mentioning that the election was conducted at night. Honestly, between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m., what type of an election is that? that's exactly what he's querying here, Honorable Juma.
Right. I think my good brother Gawule is the some sense that he's talking about. Yes, some anomalies happened, and it does happen. But now, what I am going to want to ask you is that when all this was happening, was it not happening for all the candidates, including the ones that won him, or it was happening for him alone? Because you see, the delays and everything surely must have affected everyone. And therefore, when the election eventually happens, it happens for everyone as well. Mm-hmm. So, that's where now I'll say to my brother, but why would you cry? Because right now, as you are saying, people walk long distances, especially in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. They walk for over 20 km and stuff like that. So, honestly, when they've opened up, we should be turn people back again and say, no, go back home and come back again, knowing that that person is going to travel another 20 Ks. Is that not going to be texting again? Will that person come back tomorrow? Rather, let's open it up and finish everyone who's here and serve them. And if it means that it's going to go, up to 3 a.m., so be it, as long as there's adequate light and as long as there's all the agencies for the candidates to be there to see that there's no foul play. Because, you know, unlike in towns, if you said, well, no, go back and come back tomorrow, they are just going to nearby places. Mm. But in the rural areas, they are going to travel a big distance. So really, I think it was a good thing to say, no, let's rather carry on with the election and finish everyone. Even if it means we are going to do it overnight, let's do it instead of sending people who are going to travel again long distances. So I think that was a common sense. And all that we should worry about here, and what we find out from Kaula, is that were there agents there present to witness and see that whoever is casting their ballot votes are doing properly, and there's no cheating there. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we should be worried about. But to worry about time, especially in rural areas, really, mm-hmm. You are just crying to say that it has taken them 3 days to vote. Finally, the vote is commenced. Mm-hmm. Should they then stop it because it's now 6 o'clock and it's going to be at night and send people away? That would be my question to him.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. We'll come back to him after the call. Yes, that's the call.
Yes. Tinamkoma Edmo. Magadi mkoma Edmo.
Dinokara Baba. Magadi wo.
Zaka Simba Murikupi.
Diriku United Arab Emirates.
Oh, mteleri wedu yo. UAE. Kurisegu United Arab Emirates.
Kuchiri nani, kuri kutichengetao, wakata kuwaminika hedi ya Zimbabwe.
Ndizozo, tisa peza nguwa, taura iti nzwe nyayenyu?
Ndivikula kutikuna baba wa wakachijo, in fact, to all those candidates with ZANU-PF who lost in their primary elections, they mustn't be too much bitter, because zvavari kunzwa iko zvinoga, those are Tinons by Sufuru Jinja by Zimbabwe ever since ZANU-PF which Tango contest was Ragasimba, the MGC. Because in any what I believe is ZANU-PF has been rigging my elections. And even when they were enjoying Isusuma Zimbabwean teacher Safa, teacher was the Wasses Warkungo Itaparku to Abiri by Safo. And he's talking of people who are traveling 10, 15, 20 kilometers. Kuya kuzokasta their ballots. Anotibia, kani mamo anengwa tu vakunzego ni kavachia kuzovota. Badwa zungo biira food. Saka the pain inengeiri mo pane shar kunzwa izozesho. And tifani riku esta time ya kaya yedu isengu vaina imazimbabwe. Tishita ora about Zambia. Kwa Zambia there's nothing to offer. Yakataza mguarefu. 38 years on the field, stronger. We can't continue on one year. That one was very gas. Tango Pindemo remaining one. So, what it is on the air, still the day. I was listening to our vice president, Masaj Chauba, and in Dangwakuti, Achinavan, Kutunga Mirida. Can I just take a good chamis? I'll put our about bullet trains, I'll put our about spaghetti roads, or the tea. Kupinda Muharare in 5 hours, which means the sinus will put on Munaki Zaga and ask Tom Wunakuti Panechiri Rong Pashir. So we shouldn't be talking about ZANU-PF Panguaino. ZANU-PF has failed us, has failed our country. But as a good actor, you are my primary elections. I don't know if I can and Buri Ake. So I don't know if I can. We don't bother. Please, Ngai and Akano Sorora, can I in as much as I do it all fine?
Maita basa mukoma Edmo regaitings kubva kuna va Gaule first pamuri kutaura kuti losers should not be bitter. Mr. Gaule, do you want to respond to our caller, Mr. Edmo, who is calling from United Arab Emirates, who is saying losers should not be bitter? ZANU-PF has been rigging elections, and these same people who are crying foul have been enjoying those rigged results.
I think I'll repeat what I said again, even though I said it in the belly. I said I'm not supposed to be commenting on these issues, especially on how the election was conducted. I think the people, the electorate is in a better position to comment, to give you to comment on such matters. Because at times someone will take it as if I'm there to defend myself, I'm there to say maybe I lost because of this, that, to give some excuses. No. We are simply saying, how were the elections conducted? Were the elections free and fair? Were the elections, you know, every now and then, that was why I was giving an example of observers. It's only that in primaries we don't have observers observing these elections. But in the future, I think we must do something, because the president today hinted that we put in place a commission to conduct these elections. And therefore, yes, of course, we are hearing that there are some things that didn't go well in some other provinces. But since it's just a beginning, this commission was put in place for these primary for these primary elections that was held on the 30th. Then what we have learned. You know, we have learned that some of the things that were done by the we came across some of the problems. We are going to, in future, we are going to try and avoid the same repeating itself. That is what the president was saying. It's a learning phase. As we move on, we have learned that we can avoid such problems by ABCD. This is exactly what I was saying. But for someone, it is their right to say whatever they want. So if you invite me to these such interviews, then people will feel today over us. Then we're not wondering. Let's talk about the election. Someone from the opposition will say, hey, ZANU-PF, what is ZANU-PF? Where does ZANU-PF? Let's talk about the elections, the way they were conducted. And the MDC is going to hold the primary elections in future. How are they going to hold their primary elections? Are they going to hold free and fair elections? So that's what I was trying to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. I think Mr. Edmore heard what you said when you explained your position. Ndofunga mkoma Edmore aenda, ndofunga wetu vachiripo parona regit.
Ye, unjalo kezi. Buyele kuba vuchuma, baba kolite, uyazwela lapa kezi. Sibili kuti, abanye abantu bathi ivele ibandla leZANU-PF lokukhuluma ngalo nje ikuzenzela nje ngoba kukhanya ngazani ema primary lawa ye kuyakhanya ukuthi ukukhona okuhambe kubi lokuhambe kuhle kodwa uvele uyalisola ke ubaba lowo ibandla leZANU-PF. Ngicela uphendule just 1 minute sesithatha omunye umuntu lapha baba Juma. Ye Kolite, uyangizwa?
This person is clearly not a ZANU-PF member. He prefers another party. But while he does that, he must learn to be tolerant of our party. And Kakumi Yaki party, this is exactly what causes the polarization in our politics in Zimbabwe. Because we want to jump in and dig into other people's affairs. It is wrong. Talk about your party and talk about how you are going to strategize and probably win an election. Not to be poking your nose and fingers to the other party, which is doing its own business at its own guidelines. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a simple matter of someone who's an opposite guy who wants to propel his party by who any party. That's not how you do it. When I tell people what you are going to do as a party, how you are going to do your things as a party, finish and clear, then people will decide what they want to do. They will decide who they want to vote for. It's simple as that.
Yeah, kulobaba umizi hlahla uyabhala lapho ukuthi all these so-called big wigs who fall by the wayside, do we have any proof that they've been legitimate in the past? Maybe they were piggybacking on Mr. Robert Mugabe, who we questioned his legitimacy long back. So if they came that the elections were actually rigged, so which means ZANU-PF is capable of rigging elections. So we should say all the elections in the past were actually rigged. people have spoken. And then we've got another caller, that is Smanga, Smanga Mpofu. In fact, she's not calling, but she sent a message here. She says, I'm watching you guys from Botswana, and I believe that things are happening in Zimbabwe right now. Pamela Kumalo writes to us and says, your broadcast is interrupted a little bit, so we check it out, what is going on. Then we've got Jason Maposa, who says, I'm watching you before it too. Is that Deppen, well, South Africa? Who's a very general person who's on the footy? The Jan Basagas, Sigasha Poet, one of Jan Kunahap, some papa is a Yabora. Who's a way Ugabong with Cabo, Uti Fe, MRP, Sankona, Ubakonaman to Kulabo Kulmai?
Ah, no.
Uana Fulamchin.
Yeah, and I need to Fulamchin.
Yeah, Umchinakuya Lambo.
Yeah, Unutendera, we are bored.
Into Zavant.
Yes. But I just wanted to read, yes. As I saw something about what happened during the elections. There's someone who wrote, is a ZANU-PF member, or she's a ZANU-PF member. They didn't want to put their name, but they said the worrying situation is the delays in officially announcing the results. They're saying this is a worrying situation because they said the results should be announced like now. And they're also expressing disappointment after some men were allowed to vote for the women's quota representative when only female members were supposed to participate. I don't know if Mr. Gaule or Honorable Chuma can respond to that. Maybe I can start with Mr. Gaule. What do you say about these complaints from one of the people who sent us a message here that the delay in announcing officially the results and also men participating in the selection of female representatives in the women's court?
I don't know. I don't know really what the delays they are talking about, because this time around, when elections are conducted, we are using the same method system that is used by ZAC, that you have a party in our primaries. After the voting, then the counting is done and the results are published. Then you display the results on the entrance by the door. So for people to get the results, I think that is that. But then for the women, yes, women vote for themselves. I don't think it's not allowed that men vote for the women quota. It's not allowed. I don't know where they're getting that from.
Yes, this is a caller, I think is from Manicaland, because, there's a listener from Manicaland, because down there, they were saying in Nyanga, elections went on very well, but in Mutasa, there were some men who voted in the elections, despite the fact that only women should vote. Yes.
Then we've got some people are asking some questions. We've got a guy by the name, where is the guy? Oh, it's Priska Chikonda. She says, ZANU-PF once angled Pete Rukeje to go. They're now claiming that Generation 40 rigged the elections. They're also claiming that the police rigged the elections. And some of them are saying, Bora Mzango. Baba Chuma. Nonsense into that.
Right. The first thing that I need to also explain about the delays in announcing certain elections is like this. Where there is no problem, the National Commissar has already announced the winners of those particular elections. But wherever there is a query, it will be very folly for him to then declare and announce a winner, because somebody will have lodged a complaint. Remember, there's a commission that will sit down and look into such things. So it's only normal and fair for him to then withhold those results before announcing, so that we don't cause more animosity among us people. Can you imagine if, suppose me and my brother Gaole were standing in the same country and he wins and I lose? Then I write to the commission and say, no, I have a problem of A, B, C, D. If the commission then announces Gaola as the winner, I'll then be bitter. And I've now got grounds to now complain harder to say, but I lodged my complaint and I haven't been answered, but already somebody is being declared a winner. How so? So it is normal, therefore, that where there are queries, they cannot then announce those results as the winner until those queries are dealt with and everything is satisfactory and then the winner is then announced. Or in some instances, actually, as I heard today, there are some places where there's going to be reruns because of the anomalies and the evidence that has come forward to say, oh, okay, yeah, for sure, yeah, there was a problem, so let everyone go back and re-vote again. So those are the kind of circumstances that would probably cause that kind of delay. But yet again, the women's quota is definitely supposed to be reserved for women. But then again, you can find some people who decide to be silly enough to do such things to get everyone to be voting for that. It is wrong. And in fact, if it has happened in the previous queries, I'm sure the commission is going to sit down and nullify those results in order that the rightful people must go and cast a vote in those places.
Now, Justice Matthew has got some message here. He says, this exercise was badly carried out, and the winners should not rejoice. Excuse me. Should not rejoice because casting a blind eye on this is not good at all. Those that won in a flawed system. Yes, lo baba jalo tsho ngwen lapake u baba Ncube. Baba Ncube kutshona njani? Baba Ncube cingwane uyangizwa?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Unjani Ncube?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, ngibenjani lapha.
Ngisaphila kakhulu, ibizo mbani Ncube?
Theto Ncube.
Ye, akutsho uthi unibona njani udaba lolo?
Mina udaba lolo ndibona ngathi bavela baphambanisa abantu bezanu-P_F kudala bethatha umbuso kwamanje lapha kuba bahlanganise bonke abantu manje bona ngathi izanu iyashabalala manje uba udrive angakhali kakhulu ngoba bazobathanyela bonke manje kathesi bona ngathi kuphuma kwabo ngoba ngase sifeka laba abancane vele sodlula kubo sicishile uba bathethi bafaka abasebenzi bafana abancane bahlanganisa abantu kuthi mina kogo ithatha ilizwe kwahlala waphathi wakhulumiswana amaphathi wonke abahambana wonke wakhetha upresident oyi-1 kwakuzoba ngcono.
So okwenzakala kade ezivele ubona ngazani kuzanu lapha sokutshaya umoya phakathi
laba ngona siyiwokova ukuthi vele sesidlula nje ngejambo nje basilela indlela yokuthi indlule kamnandi vele
lizawokwa over lingabobani ngolapho-ke Ncube
njengama-opposition i-MDC ekaba kutshamisa
kanti njengoba lakhona ngalela kungazani yeyi kunzima.
Hayi, isimelemele nje sabokhuphe nabo kufuna izikhundla abantu abasebenzela ezikhwameni zabo basebenzela umphakathi.
Yeah.
Sesesakuridi ukuthi no abantu abasebenzela izikhwama ikuze sibabeke eceleni bonke.
Ye, ukuthi abakho khonapho-ke kade bengazidefenda kodwa-ke nxa singaqhubeka khonapho sithi wena ngombono wakho sibili ukhetho lwezanu belukhululeke kanganani ngokuzwa kwakho kumbe ngokubona kwakho.
Ukhetho belukhululeke kakhulu beluluhle semo ukuthi wonke umuntu besezinto ayifuna ngoba upresident uthe umuntu nomuntu kavotele umuntu amfunayo. So sebevotela abafunekayo laba bangafunekiyo ngabahlale phasi ngoba lathi sihlala sikhala mnyaka yonke ukuthi siyarigwa siyathikela amalekshini bona kabakubona manje sokutshentshela khona sekuqala kukhala manje namuntu akube fair nojulayi futhi kube fair njengakhonakho kwezakeleyo sizile izinto zele ziyele kuhle esimeni esirayi.
So uto wenza okwenza uDube lo Ncube kuyamenza
iya akwenza uthili nobhada kuyameza manje ngabacela labo balindele thini kuthi athi siyodlule ngathi sale kahle manje lapha siyasokola kuba South Africa sesigaya ukubuyela ekhaya kusabuye eki yabona.
Ye akucebise ke
thola izinto ba
ye cebisa ke bolaba abangena kukhetho olunje nxa ungadliwa kumele wenzeni
bangadliwa kumele basale phansi bangafoka amanye amaphathi basale phansi bayeke nabafana abakhokhele ilizeli kuze ngoba manje ngakhela umntu le-8 years uthi uzobusani zento le-8 years.
So wena nxa usithi abafana abancane nxa wena udinga abafana abancane kumele kuvotelwe abasuka kuphi umnyaka besiya kuphi
sesifuna abale 40 kusiya phasi 40 years kusiya phasi
abaphezulu lapho no
ya abaphezulu abadala bake babenza ijana kuyokuhamba inkaba ezincane ngithi inkaba ingaziguga kuyafakwa ezinye ezincane yi-7
hayi siyakuzwa
asikale phasi kulungise kahle amacala lana wathi wakwabulawa abantu kwavala eceleni kumbeni ilizwe kahle abaziwe baphuma abadala laba ngoba besaba amacala.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube baba ungadinwa kusasa.
Okay baba mathi yangisiya lezi nsuku zami kungena kalisamfaki ma
hayi ukuthi cincingo kade singangeni kuhle so bona zani lamhla hayi zimncwa kakhulu
ya nanto wathi kumnandi hle
hayi sibongele kakhulu Ncube ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Thank you, okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, so Mr. Ncube says, you know, the confusion in ZANU-PF will actually benefit the opposition. So he says all old people or senior citizens should just go by themselves and say we are not contesting because they are not eligible to be voted for this year. Eh?
Those who said they were not contesting, you know what they did?
Hmm?
They wanted to be senators.
Yeah. So he says 40 and below, yes, you are going to vote. Mm. But anyone above 40, no.
No.
So he says this is a young generation.
I can throw a question to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, do you see ZANU-PF emerging united or a united party when it comes to the general elections after these problems?
I don't think these are elections, primary elections are a problem in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. But ZANU-PF is a very good party.
Remember,
ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, you know, with this leadership renewal, but now we have a new president, our party is even stronger than before.
Mm.
And it is ready for elections. And we are going to win the forthcoming election resoundingly. This is what I'm telling you, good people.
Mm. Honorable Chuma, munoona ZANU-PF ichizenge yakabatana here musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi. Tichiona vakadyiwa vamwe vari kunyunyuta zvikuru zvekunge vari kutotiritena takaverenga mumapepa tisingazivi hedu kuti zvakadzama zvakadi vamwe vachikotwa mumapepa kunzi vamunangagwa vanogona kudyiwa nezviri kuitika izvi musarudzo dziri kuuya nokuti vanhu vakawanda havasi kugutsikana havana kugutsikana nemafambisiro avaitwa sarudzo.
Mukoma wangu vaGaule vanyatsozvisa nemazvo chaizvo. ZANU-PF revolutionary party. Primary hungwe tingatema apa neapo zvinoonekwa zvinowanikwa futi. Asi kana takuenda uko kusarudzo jairo general election uko, ndiraone muchina wacho unowatooiriwa toenda kutofamba nebhora takuziva kuti muvengi one uko. Tinobatana tese, tinotokangana zvese izvi, tese tofamba as a united front. Tichinopunza nekuparadza muvengi tichinohwina futi ende tichihwina nemutsindo watabva namukoma wangu waGaule kunzi we're going to win resoundingly. That's exactly what will happen. Izvizvi matiri problems edu mumamedu asi kana takubuda pazogo tinobuda tabatana maoko tangosmilerana, we'll be smiling laughing, joking to each other and laughing all the way to the ballot box and laughing all the way to our resounding victory. Saka kuwina, definitely tiri kuwina. Izvi ndezvo zvedu zvemumba, tichagadzisana, tichaita sori, zvifambe. Kana taane ne common enemy apo, aiwa miraone, toita batana zvimwe zvinhu zvisingatombobvira.
Takanzwa nezuro vamwe vachitoda kurovera bhora musango pasati patombonzi pena vava kutoti ngaroverwe musango, munoti?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Obviously, kana munhu achiri akatsamwa ka, munhu anogona kutaura anything. Even iwe vakadai so, if you're angry, that's why people say that don't say anything when you're angry. Because at that moment, it's a definite moment of madness where you can say anything. Until mangwana uzotanga kuregret kuti but why did I even say that? Vari kuzvitaura nhasi nekuti vakatsamwa. Asi mangwana kana tati sori, haiwa hapana bhora musango rinobuda ipapo. I'm telling you now and get it from me. All those people that are saying whatever they are saying now is because of their anger at the moment. But the president already, if he has a speech today, a pacifier, man, you have only anger, you have no pay that much money. We are going to drain out the strain of the country, and we can talk about the campaign. Don't tell everyone that you are going to die, you are going to saka makuda kurei muri moga ende tinogwa necommon enemy atibve nezvibhakira ba tinogwa neboropeni zvisa x pabato redu rezanupf ndiraimoni zvese zvinopera.
Thank you so much, Gibson.
Yeah, Baba Gaule, ngamafutshane sibili 10 seconds akugqibe khona apo baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ivanichilo athi ucomrade Chuma ebeka khona apo mbona ngani kuyangijabulisa kakhulu ukuthi emsakazweni abalaleli bethu phandle ngale balaleli bayazizwela nje ukuthi izinto inhlelo zihamba njani kakhulu uhlelo lolo luyalalelwa kakhulu umphakathi ngale ngaphandle entani ukuthi ngutsho namfitshane nje ukuthi okuthi abantu bade betshengisela besithini kuqondile ukuthi abantu bangatshengisela upresident esilayo sovuntu
olalelayoupresident
wathina hhayi loko okukhulunyweokwenziweyo okunye wakhona abantu bade betshengisela.
Yes, siyabonga Gaule. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Gaule, isikhathi sesiphelile mnumzane. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP Pelanda Mpopoma, and Mr. Philip Gaule, who lost the election. That was the primary ZANU-PF election. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, and I'm Tenda Vose, but here we're going to talk to Mchurongwa, Mara Zakanaka. We'll be right back.